Morning, everyone. Josh here, SG Daily, number 53. It is Monday, May the 6th. I just had to do a second take because I had a bad sip of coffee and had a coughing fit like crazy at the beginning of the last episode. I should really keep a blooper reel. Anyways, hope your weekend's going well. Hope your weekend went well. Must be a Monday morning. And today I wanted to make, so usually I have a theme each week. Last week was talking a little bit more about motivation, creating the vision and everything like that. And what's top of mind this week and what I would like to make the theme has to do around kind of assessing and juggling and keeping tabs on yourself, especially as a solopreneur, because we work so hard to come up with these plans. We come up with our niche or sales processes, this, that, and the other. And then you start doing it. And then what, right? Because if you just keep down the same path, tunnel vision forever, you might do good, you might do well enough, but unless you kind of step back every once in a while and keep an eye on things, or even before you start, right? Maybe you haven't started a business and you watch this or listen to this because you're trying to get started. And just to give you a sense of like what it's actually like, usually for me, I have like 2 or 3 month cycles where after like 2-3 months, I kind of feel the need to take a step back and not take a step back in the sense of like stop working or anything, because the, you know, businesses don't stop operating, especially if you have clients sending you emails and stuff. But to kind of mentally step back a little bit and take a look at what's happening. And usually I can feel this every 2 to 3 months because that's kind of a cycle where you try new things and then, you know, you need more than a few weeks to test something. And usually after 2-3 weeks, at least for me, it's hard to explain, but I kind of get this like kick in the brain and it's like, okay, let's figure out whether this is working or not. So in the past week, I think partly is because what it has to do is how much you have on the go, right? So I mentioned on SG Daily 52 on Friday that I'm running a networking event at the end of May, really excited for it. But the reality of that mixed with everything else is that there's a lot going on right now. So, you know, my firm had a busy month in April. It slowed down a little bit, which has been nice, gave me some breathing room, but I can already feel it picking back up again, which is, you know, a good thing. For Solopreneur Ground, I've just been putting out more content. I've been posting 2 podcast episodes a week, 5 of these a day, a week, 3 emails a week. If you're not on the email list, highly recommend joining that. And then just your everyday Instagram stuff, right? So that's a fair amount of content, I would say. And running this event on the side, so I had to kind of organize that and just, you know, other networking and personal, professional life stuff. And it's just a lot, which is fine. I enjoy it. But I kind of got the sense over the weekend that I needed to do an audit on everything I was putting my time into. And so instead of, you know, you can't really do an audit in an hour. You can't really just sit down and do an audit when you have a lot of moving pieces, I find, especially in business. What you need is like a few days or even a week to observe, right? So for example, in April for my firm, I was so busy that I was just laser focused on client satisfaction, getting the work done, actually doing the client files, you know, the billings, all that stuff. Whereas this week, what I'd like to do is at the same time, again, this is going to be like a little bit more esoteric and like less, how do I describe it? It's less of like a 3 steps to do this, 4 tips to do that, and more of like a what I try to do and what I think could work, but it might not be explained simply, is like observe yourself a little bit more, right? So catch yourself or journal more about what's going on throughout your day. So the day ends, or maybe even at lunch, like take a few minutes while you're eating. Okay, what did I work on this morning? How much time did I spend doing this, this, this? Was it efficient? What's working? What's not? What are the activities I'm taking throughout the week that produce the most results? What are the activities I'm taking throughout the week that don't really produce any results, that might be taking up a lot of my time and energy? I did a bit of an audit on Instagram because I was putting out a lot of content on Instagram. And I talked about last week about how I'm not a huge fan of the platform, although I think it's high potential. But so what I plan on doing this week is doing a little bit more observing on what's working, what's not working, what's leading to results, what's not leading to results. It's the 80-20 principle, in a sense. But in order to do the 80-20 principle properly, you need the right data, right? Because the essence of 80-20 is 20% of your actions create 80% of your outputs or income or whatever it is. But in order to know any of that, you have to have proper data, right? It's easy for people to say, oh, just apply the 80-20 rule. But if you don't have the right information to base that off of, it's useless. You can't do it. So took a lot of time off this weekend, did a little bit of work, did more reading the Elon Musk biography. Whew, that's a good read. Highly recommend it. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I sent a story about it. And just trying to think more, trying to journal more, trying to observe more, right? So like I said, throughout the day, taking tabs on things. And then as the week progresses, we'll kind of reflect on what I or you are seeing and kind of go from there. So I don't really know what's going to come of it, but I know it's important. And every, like I said, few months, I kind of get a kick to do it. Or I can just kind of feel it when it has to be done, because it's not like you get into a rut, but my brain's just like, okay, you've been doing the same thing for too long. You got to figure out, either shed the fat or focus on what is working, what's not. So anyways, hope that made sense. If you're running a whole bunch of stuff, hopefully you can kind of relate. If you have not started a business yet, then hopefully that'll give you an idea of maybe what to expect or like an approach to take. And if you have any questions, you can always shoot me a DM at Solopreneur Grind or join the email list. The link will be in the description below. And I always, promote responses from my readers. Keep the conversation going two ways. Anyways, hope you had a good weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.